Reading from third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 17, the victory of Hiranyaksha. Today we read in text 2, 3 and 4. So please kindly repeat the Sanskrit. Prabhupada ki jai. Actually, purport is on the text 4. So I'll read right through. Text 2. The virtuous lady Diti had been very apprehensive of trouble to the gods from the children in her womb, and her husband predicted the same. She brought four twin sons after a full 100 years of pregnancy. Text 3. Utpata bhavastatra nipetur jayamanayo divi bhuvi antarikshe cha lokasyuru bayava lokasyuru bayavaha. Translation. On the birth of the two demons, there were many natural disturbances, all very fearful and wonderful. In the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and in between them. Text 4. Sahachala bhuvas chelur disha sarva prajaj valu slokas chasanaya petu ketavas charti hetava. There were earthquakes along the mountains on the earth, and it appeared that there were fire everywhere. Many inauspicious planets, like Saturn, appeared, along with comets, meteors, and thunderbolts. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When natural disturbances occur on the planet, one should understand that demon must have taken birth there. In the present age, the number of demoniac people is increasing. Therefore, natural disturbances are also increasing. There is no doubt about this, as we can understand from the statements of the Bhagavatam. Om Aginati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Milita Mena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhistam Stapita Mena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Manchakalpa Teruvescha Kripa Sindhu Bebacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So today I'm going to talk about demons. Trying to understand what is a demon, why they are demons, what they do, and how to protect ourselves and how to defeat the demons also. It's quite a serious topic. When I was in New Zealand, I was reading with some youngsters, some teenagers, like, well, just after teenage years, like 20 years old, Krishna book. So the second chapter Prabhupada begins, you know, of course he's just summarizing the Bhagavatam. He begins, and Kamsa made alliances with demon Chanura, demon Mustika, demon this one, demon that one, demon this one, demon that one, demon this one, demon that one, and this, you know, it continued for like almost 30 seconds. Demon this one, demon that one. And these youth were like, what is this? You know, what kind of books are these? Who is demon? You know? So I had to go into a whole explanation. What is a demon? And why Prabhupada is using this word? Because in modern day so-called democratic society, we are very careful to demonize someone, you know, because we feel that everyone is free to do what they want. And if someone can be demonized, it can be the Muslims probably or something like this. But even there, they very carefully tread on this because you know what happens. So, what are the demons? Also, on book distribution over the past 2 days or something, I met so many youngsters who were saying, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in anything. And they come up with Darwinian theory and they try to preach to me on the street about Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. So, many instances. Yesterday, two British boys, they were slightly intoxicated. They got into a whole debate with me on the street. And at the end, they were like, yeah, sure, yeah, yeah. They were like convinced by what I was telling them. So you can see, many people are very innocent. They really don't know what's going on. So we're going to look at what is a demon. Here Prabhupada very clearly says that whenever there is a natural disaster, demon must have taken birth there, and also demoniac people are increasing on the planet. So, the beginning of Krishna book, what's the first few lines? The earth was overburdened with demonic influence. Of demonic kings who were opposing themselves as the royal order. And they were harassing the citizens and harassing the planet. So then Bhumi Devi, she shape-shifted into a cow. She is a demigoddess. She's got the power to do whatever she wants in the material realm in terms of certain mystical behaviors. The demigods, they are very powerful beings according to the Bhagavatam. So she shape-shifted and she did an interplanetary travel. She went to Brahma. Sounds like Star Wars already. So she met Brahma and complained about the situation. So someone might have said, or someone could say, you know, why she should complain? I mean, if she's a demigoddess, she can just shake up her body and crash all the demons. Prabhupada says, when the demons are there, some little earthquake and they finished. But there are two reasons why she went to Brahma. Well, the main reason is she is influenced by the Yoga Maya of the Lord. And she is becoming a catalyst for the descent of the Lord. That is one reason. And second reason, during that time there were many devotees on the planet as well. Dwapara Yuga. So she didn't just want to cause commotion and kill everyone. So she was looking for a finer solution. So she went to Brahma. Brahma said, look, I am not able to do it. And we're going to have to go to Lord Vishnu, who came and delivered the earth from Hiranyaksha. Now we're in this chapter dealing with Hiranyaksha. So let us go to Vishnu. So many demigods followed Brahma, including Shiva and many others, Indra. They went to the shore of the ocean of milk. So now someone may say, what is this oceans of milk? What is this mythologies? You know, what is this sentimentalism? Are you guys really believe this? There is an ocean of milk? Krishna book begins like that, you know. So what is my argument about it? Is that if you accept that there is a supreme person, or that the source of everything is a supreme person, and that supreme person will mean one who is beyond the control of the laws of nature, both physical and metaphysical, one who is swarat and fully independent. So if there is such a person, certainly if he wants to create an ocean of milk, he can do it. So why he wants to create the ocean of milk? Because he loves milk. He loves cows. And this is not an ordinary milk that goes rotten after a few days. This is transcendental milk. And also, just like nowadays, we hear sometimes there are prescriptions for people to take bath, milk bath for youth. You know, so there's some people, they'll do that. They'll buy a lot of milk and they'll take bath in milk. They're copying the Lord. So Lord Vishnu likes to swim in the milk in total ecstasy.